I can't shake them loose, these changing things. Got to go to work this morning. Seems like everything is lost. I got a cold-hearted, wrong-doing woman and a slave-driving boss. I can't lose these changing things. Can't shake them loose, these changing things.
Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, May the 17th, 2015. We say rest in peace to our beautiful brother and elder and ancestor, B.B. King, who is not in the physical, but now has transitioned into the spirit energy reality, back to the waters of noon, the dark matter, water, dark spirit energy. This brother did his job. This song, Chains and Things. A commentary on the system, a commentary on the plight of the poor working class masses of people. Check the lyrics for yourself. A true critique of the condition of the poor working class, international. Now, we are yet moving in the teachings for the month of May. Understanding the science of the universe, the African science of born again through virgin birth and immaculate conception, in the way of a slight review. 2 Corinthians 5 and 16 gives us the understanding of the perspective that we must have towards the universe. Paul says, wherefore hence know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Sisters and brothers, I keep saying that the scholars don't teach this scripture because the scholars claim to be afraid that if this scripture was taught, that the people would disbelieve Christ. That is because the scholars either don't know Christ at all, or know Christ in reality and do not want the masses of the people to know Christ. Because when the masses of the people come to understand and know Christ and know who we are as members of the body of Christ, then the system is over, the system is done, and those who use religion to shield their wicked and dirty practices of keeping division amongst poor working class masses of people international, their power would be done. Look, sisters and brothers, the flesh is matter. mass, matter, material. All of the fixtures of the universe are the flesh of the universe. The mass, matter, material, physical, visible universe is the flesh. And when we put the flesh before Christ, and Christ is that sun disk, make no mistake about it. Christ is that sun disk. Christ is the atom. Christ is the molecules and the cellular, the molecular and the cellular is the Christ. That sun disk is the beginning of cells and molecules, the beginning of rendering into the physical from the invisible and the unseen. So when you take away the flesh of the universe, you become a scientist, and you remove the whole of the physical, visible universe, you are left with dark water, matter, and dark energy, spirit. The scientists measure the space, measured the whole of the physical, visible universe, and concluded that the vast reality of space outnumbers the physical fixtures in the universe, the dark space from whence all physical mass, matter, material come from. We all come from the dark space. The power in the dark space is the power that produced and gave birth to the physical universe. So when you strip the universe away from, or the when you strip the physical visible portion of the universe away from the space, you're left with the original. You're left with dark water matter and dark spirit energy. Dark water matter, which is the Almighty Father, God of the universe, and dark spirit energy, which is the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, outnumbers the physical, visible universe 10 to 1. The power is in the unseen dark water, matter, dark spirit, energy. So, this is the proper perspective. Then we can see the birth of the sun out of darkness, out of the dark water, matter, dark spirit, energy. And then we can see the work of the sun going back into the dark water, matter, dark spirit, energy, and rendering from and out of the dark water, matter, dark spirit, energy. Those waters are rendered into the physical, coming through the fire, coming through light. Those waters being purged and purified, and the dross and the gross matter lifted. And you and I were in the dark water matter as members of Christ's mystical body. We were there, and we came through the fire. We came through into the physical, and we were compacted. The sun compacted the waters, the original waters from whence we came, into the various physical, visible fixtures that we have in the universe. And so when Jesus tells us in St. John, 3:3, I believe it is, and 3:5, that we must be born again, born of the water, born of the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God, and I will say also the queendom of Goddess in heaven, as a metaphysical African scientist, Yahushua Christus, Jesus Christ, is telling us that we must go back again in the consciousness, into our original birth, Now, the timeline. Now, you're looking at the birth of the sun. That process is 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago is the process of the birthing of the sun, the birthing of light, the birthing of fire, the birthing of solar, the birthing of the atoms, the birthing of the cellular, the molecular. All of these are the same reality being described using different words, the birth of the sun disk. Now, the firstborn of creation is the Christ, and the sun disk is the firstborn of creation, and the sun disk is the Christ. The controller of the central nervous system of the universe is the sun disk. And the brains of the universe is the dark water matter, dark spirit energy from whence we have been born from and were rendered from because of the work of the sun disk. So watch this. Jeremiah 1 and 5. The Almighty Yahuwah Hayah says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Before I formed thee, we have to look at the universe as an egg and look at the process of being formed in this egg, in this womb, as being formed in utero. In utero, there is a time. Look, the scientists argue over the Big Bang and the rendering of the physical universe, and also that period of time before the Big Bang, which is the study of string theory and the study of quantum physics and quantum mechanics. You have relativity, which deals with the Big Bang and the rendering of the physical universe, which is 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago, and then coming into the time after 4.5 billion years ago is the rendering into the physical from the waters. But string theory and quantum physics, quantum mechanics, deals with that period of time before 13.7 billion years ago. And Einstein was working on a theory of everything, combining Big Bang with string theory and all the other theories to unite the thought processes of the universe and time before 13.7 and after 13.7 billion years ago. So the scientists are dealing with these aspects of the universe, and you can look at this in religion. Big Bang is Christ. String theory is Almighty Yahuwah Hayah. And so you have some in religion who say just Jesus Christ and that's it. Well, that's Big Bang. But you have others in religion who say no, Christ is born from the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit. That's string theory, quantum mechanics, quantum physics. So you have these thought processes about the universe. Now watch this. When the Almighty Yahuwah Hayah says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Yahuwah Hayah is telling us that before you and I were in utero, the Almighty already knew you and me. The belly here, one of the definitions, is Sheol. Now, hell and Sheol are descriptive of the same fire, water, hydrogen, waters, plasma, fire, waters, dark water, matter that we come from, that was encased in the womb before thou camest forth out of the womb. We're talking of before 13.7 billion years ago, which is the time period of string theory, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, the God Almighty grand unified theorem of Dr. Gabriel Oyibo. We're dealing with this time period before 13.7 billion years ago, before Big Bang. This is the time period that you and I and the whole of that which would be the physical universe were in utero, in the fire, hydrogen, water, in the plasma, fire, hydrogen, water, dark water, matter. This is the water that would be rendered by the sun after the Big Bang into the physical universe, but was not yet rendered yet because the Christ sun disk had not been born. The Big Bang of light and sound had not occurred yet before 13.7 billion years ago. But Yahuwah HaYah says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. This is telling us before utero, the Almighty knew you, knew me, knew the whole of that which would be. The Almighty Yahuwah HaYah, before utero, knew all of that which would be the physical, visible universe. What is going on here? What is the time period here? Before utero, what is that time period? The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in his 1972 Theology of Time lecture series, gave us a time period of 76 trillion years ago, 66 trillion years ago, 6 trillion years ago, when the first God, or visible God, the first atom of life began to build himself, and I will say herself, up in the darkness. So this is yet the period of time of utero, when we, you and me, as part and parcel of the atom of life, the sun disk, the field of light, when you and I began to build ourselves up by the power of darkness, by the power of dark water matter, the Almighty God, Father, God of the universe, and the power of dark spirit energy, the power of dark spirit energy, the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, empowered us to build ourselves up as members of Christ's mystical body. This is 76 trillion, 66 trillion, 6 trillion years ago. But this is time before time. This is time beyond physical, visible time. Big Bang gives us the physical time. But now we are in utero, and this is eternal time. Time before time. Unseen time. But the Almighty Yahuwah HaYah says, before 76 trillion years ago, I knew you. Before the process of utero, Yahuwah Hayah knew you and knew me. That word knew has to do with knowing, seeing, learning to know, perceiving, finding out, discerning, discriminating, distinguishing, experiencing, recognizing, acknowledging, confessing. This is the process of the Almighty studying the self of the Almighty. You and I and the whole of that which would be the physical, visible universe, we are the self of the Almighty. And the Almighty learned the self of the Almighty. The Almighty discriminated and distinguished. This has to do with separating you from me and separating all of that which would be the physical, visible universe into compartments and departments. We would be separated, but we are to work together to propagate life, but you have a specific job to do in the overall job of life. I have a specific job to do in the overall job of life. You have a particular personality. I have a particular personality. You have talents and gifts and attributes. I have talents and gifts and attributes. The whole of the physical universe is embedded with talents, attributes, and characteristics. And the whole of the physical visible universe, beginning with the sun, plays its part and their part and our part in the propagation and furthering of life. And so this is all taking place before utero, in time eternal. You know, the baby in the womb of the mother does not begin the time of the baby until the baby is born, as long as the baby is a fetus in embryo, in utero. That baby is on mother's time. That baby coming from the seed of life, germ of life, the water, the matter of life from the father is in the womb of the mother on mother's time. So you and I in utero are on mother's time. The Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, her time, time eternal, time before physical time, time before the Big Bang, time before the birthing of the sun. This is mother's time. But before being formed and in utero, Yahuwah Hayah knew us and gave us instruction, because we would be the Christ. We are the members of the body of Christ in eternity. And it would be our duty that at the proper time, we would lead captivity captive, as the book of Hebrews tells us. That Christ would lead captivity captive. This means free up all that are in bondage, in chains and things, in the words of B.B. King. You and I agree with the Almighty that a particular time we would come into the physical universe, coming through light, coming through fire. We would come into the physical, visible universe and in the flesh of the universe, in our flesh, we would stand up for the poor working class masses of people, and we would lead those into captivity, into being captives of the Almighty, which means being liberated and free by Yahuwah Hayah the existing living one, free to live the life that we are called to live in this physical, visible universe. And so, before 76 trillion years ago, Yahawahayah knew us and put skill in us and put knowledge in us and put wisdom in us and gave us revelation, made ourselves known to Yahuwah. See, Africa taught us to study the self, to know the self. And we are the self of the Almighty. We are the Christ. We are all the members of Christ's mystical body. And we must know ourself as the self of the Almighty. And we must know each other as the self of each other. Therefore, when I realize and understand that you are the self outside of myself, and that all of us are the self of Yahuwah Hayah, then we would not do each other harm. Now, with that as an understanding, we can go, I believe, to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, where it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The word beginning is key. The word beginning has to do with time and space continuum. This teaches us and causes us to know and understand that verse 1 of chapter 1 of Genesis is the Big Bang. See, all of these scientific theories come from Africa, come from the African Hebrews, the African Kemites in Kemet, Egypt, African Hebrews being a part of the African Kemites, and these being a part and from Ethiopia. This is African knowledge and wisdom and understanding that we are freely giving to the entire human family, that we may qualify to be those who would be leaders in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven. But we have to be able to understand this science. St. John 3 and 5, I believe it is. We must be born again, born of the water. What water? Dark water, matter. Almighty Father, God of the universe. Born of the Spirit. What Spirit? Spirit is energy. Energy is spiritual force. Dark energy, dark spirit. Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe. We must be born from our original birth and come through that process again in our consciousness, that we may be cleaned and purified and purged and all wickedness lifted from the consciousness, so that we may shine bright, having come through the birth process again, beginning in darkness, evolving and growing in the womb again, in utero, and coming through the Big Bang again into light, into fire, that we may be qualified to rule in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.